From WYPR, I'm Sheila Kast. We're on the record. This morning, we learn about two efforts to improve communication across languages. As more people in America speak languages other than English, a program at Howard Community College prepares interpreters for the medical field. Instructor Lisette Albano and interpreter Hyun Lee describe how interpreters improve patient care while acting as a neutral party. Albano describes an interpreter's role.
Their job is to make sure that the information goes from one party to the other and that they remain as transparent as possible.
Plus, computer scientist Philip Kuhn leads a group at Johns Hopkins that's building translation technology and targeting languages for which translated texts are not widely available, like Tagalog and Swahili. How do they do it? It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at WYPR.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Kast. We're On the Record. As a growing number of people in America speak languages other than English, it's essential for hospitals and healthcare providers to hire interpreters. Good interpretation not only ensures that patients understand their options, it improves their care and makes them safer. Later, we'll hear about another facet of language translation, a project at Johns Hopkins University developing technology to translate less widely spoken languages. But first, each year, hospitals in Maryland receive thousands of requests for language interpreters. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that demand for interpreters and translators will grow by more than 10,000 jobs by 2026. A program at Howard Community College aims to train students who speak other languages in medical vocabulary and the ethics of interpretation. Here to tell us about the program is Lisette Albano, a senior adjunct faculty member in the World Languages Department and an instructor with the Healthcare Interpreter Certificate Program. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Hyun Lee, who earned a certificate through the program, is with us. He provides interpretation for both Korean and Spanish speakers. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Lisette, the program started at Howard Community College a year ago. What languages do your students speak?
The most common for our area are Korean and Spanish. That's the majority of the students that come to take our program, but we have also Russian, we have Urdu, Arabic, Chinese, Mandarin. So there's quite a lot of languages that the students speak.
And these are languages that students bring to you, or you reach out to find interpreters for those languages? How is it organized?
We're not really seeking out any particular languages. We try to put out there the information about our program, and then we take in any language because the classes are taught in English, and then we also later a couple of weeks into the program, we offer the students language coaches to help them. Let's say when we do role plays, we have the interpreter, which will be the student. We have a doctor. We have someone that plays a doctor, and we have someone that plays a patient. So we need two people that speak the same language so that they can do the actual role play and practice.
These students do not have to have a background in healthcare.
No, they don't.
What do they learn in the course about the medical field?
In our course, we provide them with medical vocabulary. We target the most common terminology, the most common diseases, tests that are performed, doctors, specialists in the fields, and we give them that information in English. And so that they can look at all that information and say, okay, well, how would I say that in my language? Because if they don't have a background in healthcare, they're going to need to learn that terminology.
And this is interpreting, not translating. How do you describe the difference?
The difference is interpreting is an oral expression. You take oral information and you transmit it orally. Translating is all written. So translators is a very different skill because you're looking at written documentation, the written word, and you're looking at it and you take your time, you do your research, and you then translate it into the language, either from their native language or into English or vice versa. In interpreting, you are listening to someone speaking and you are interpreting what they are saying. But it's all oral. There's nothing written.
And it's there in the moment.
It's in the moment. That's right.
Medical interpreters are there to help patients and doctors navigate decision-making, but they're supposed to remain neutral. What do students learn about the ethics of interpreting?
We make sure that they understand that their job is to make sure that the information goes from one party to the other and that they remain as transparent as possible. They cannot give their opinion. Interpreters are not there to give opinion, are not there to give any sort of extra information. The only thing that they should be saying is what the doctor said, or the healthcare provider said, or what the patient has said. But what an interpreter feels or has experience with, we always tell them, is that your opinion? We really don't care. I don't care to hear that. All I want you to say is what either party has said.
That's Lisette Albano, instructor in Howard Community College's Medical Interpretation Certificate Program. We're talking about the importance of providing accurate and unbiased translation for patients who don't speak English. I want to turn to Hyun Lee, who completed this program and works as an interpreter. Hyun, before this program, you sometimes interpreted for family and friends without someone to interpret for them. What problems do you think they would have faced?
Yes, many situations were very simple tasks, as going to a county government facilities to get some documents, or going to sometimes an emergency room because there was nobody. Probably very simple things to do for a native speaker, but since my parents and relatives and friends and older people who didn't speak English, or sometimes they speak some English, but the accent and pronunciation is not very accurate, so they have a hard time to talk to them, and the staff, they don't understand, and they say, you know, what are you saying, what, and then, so I've been going with helping those people, so, I mean, without someone helping them, they could not have completed their task or whatever they needed to get.
You can imagine it just would have blocked them from doing what they needed to accomplish.
I don't know what the workers will say to them, but it's few times you find very nice people that will try to listen to you and try to help you, but some people will say, no, just bring somebody who speaks English because we don't understand what your intention is too. So definitely they needed someone to interpret for them.
As an interpreter, have you faced a situation where it was difficult to remain neutral?
Yes, definitely. One time, this patient, it was a very early appointment, 7:30, I believe. This patient had two appointments, but the patient was confused, these two appointments, which was 1 week later. The patient went to a different...
To the wrong office.
Yeah, to the wrong office. The wrong, and then
provider.
They came later to this right one. It was for his wife, and the husband, he spoke pretty good English, but they were yelling, why you're late, why are you here for, because they didn't have any paper document. So they just kept yelling at the patient, and it was my second interpretation assignment. So I was prepared. I was a little bit scared on that situation where they were yelling at each other. But...
And so in terms of your neutrality, you felt like should you explain what you understood about why they were late?
I was nervous, but I listened to the husband, the patient's husband, what was happening, and then I explained to them. And then I just told him, you know, just calm down, because he's trying to explain what he has been to, because he went to the wrong place. And he's late because they were confused.
Lisette, does that go beyond neutrality?
No, it doesn't, because at that point, one of the big things that interpreters need to, one of the things that they have in their pockets to use all the time is to intervene, to clarify. You know, in a situation like that, the two parties are very, very upset. So as an interpreter, you realize that you need to intervene and explain to the parties one at a time to make sure that there's transparency. Hyung can turn to the healthcare provider and say, please, you know, I need to clarify with the patient, and then goes to the patient and says, can you please explain to me what happened, so that we can explain it to the healthcare provider. And that is totally within the limits or what an interpreter can do.
Lisette, the role of interpreter is sometimes, as I was discussing with Jan, filled by family members or friends. What risks does that pose?
The biggest one that I can think of, because it's a very cultural thing, is family receive, for example, bad news. Let's say a daughter is interpreting for her mother, and she just received very bad news from the doctor that she needs to tell her mom. So she will either emotionally break down because of hearing the news, and then the mom, of course, instantly gets upset about it because it's like, my daughter is crying, this is, you know, what's going on. Or the daughter could then take that information and soften the message so that it's not, doesn't sound quite as bad. And so here the patient is not getting the full message that the doctor was trying to give the patient.
Hyung, what do you do when you're interpreting and there seems to be confusion?
Oh, definitely. I ask doctor to clarify what he's suggesting to the patient. The same thing with the patient, because sometimes patients think in his own way, some older people. Because I was treated in this way, this time will I be treated the same way? But sometimes it's not that way. So I make sure to doctor, you know, the patient think that person has to take a certain pill and then treat him this way. Is this right? And then doctor clarifies what he's suggesting, then what kind of new treatment he wants to try with the patient.
Hyun, what do you like about doing this work?
I am really happy to be able to help people that does not speak English, and many times they patients say thank you to me coming from far away, because I have assignments that are close to home, but sometimes I have to travel, sometimes like 20 miles and stuff. So sometimes the patients have some confusion about what's going on, and when I see them, they're really happy when they find out what's their physical problem, and they find out their solution. I feel like I have accomplished something to helping the people that has a cultural and language problem who lives in this country.
Well, thank you for telling us about it. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisette Albano is a senior adjunct faculty member in the World Languages Department and an instructor with the Healthcare Interpreter Certificate Program. Hyun Lee completed the program and provides interpretation for both Korean and Spanish speakers. At the On the Record page, we have a link to more information about the program. Quick break now on the record. I'm Sheila Cast. When we come back, a group at Johns Hopkins is hard at work developing technology to translate less widely spoken languages. How do they do it? Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.